Save big on your landscaping project now at Menards. Whether you're installing a patio or a new retaining wall, Menards has the blocks you need to get the job done right. We carry the largest in-stock selection ready to take home today. Stop in and get our 12-inch smooth patio block on sale now. Save big on concrete landscape blocks at Menards. Plus, check out our weekly flyer on Menards.com for all the great deals happening now. Save big.
The Burt Show.
Here we are back again. Burt's Big Adventure 2025. There's an old cliche when it comes to parenting, and I think it now applies to Burt's Big Adventure also, is that the days go by slow, but the years go by fast.
Very true.
I feel like we were just here.
Yeah, and I'm happy to be back. I can't believe that we're already back already. It feels like we were just here yesterday.
It started off last night pretty much the way that it does, right? Where we are at the hotel and we are waiting for our kids and our families to arrive, and bus after bus after bus are delivering the most special kids that I can think of. And these are our Burt's Big Adventure kids that have chronic and terminal illnesses.
Those weren't just buses, Bert. Those were Furbus limos. Somebody came in, what I felt like was a tour bus. Like, that thing was massive.
Somebody came in a Sprinter.
Yeah, yeah. I thought maybe they put all of the families in one bus this year.
It was like a legitimate, like, we had rock stars showing up to the Hilton Atlanta Airport Hotel, and somebody rolled up in a full-fledged tour bus.
Some people didn't even need our red carpet. They came with their own.
Yeah, it's true.
They had their own red carpet.
I thought maybe this bus rolled all around Atlanta, then went out and picked up Oliver in Virginia. And then came back down because it was so big. But it really does kind of, each and every one of these trips sort of starts the same way. And this first day and first night is so important for Burt's Big Adventure because we like to do things big, really big. So we send limos for all of the families. And then when they arrive here, there's a big party waiting for them. And the limo part of it, the transportation part, is a really huge part. You can only imagine kids that have special needs and their families, they don't roll real fast.
No.
So when you're asking them to be here at 6 in the morning on Thursday, having to drive in from home or get their own transportation can be a real, real burden.
Excuse me, sir. Were you not listening to Sheridan last night from Burt's Big Adventure? They were down in the lobby at 5:45 because that's when we needed to collect their luggage.
5:45 in the morning. And I could tell last night when I was sort of giving them the one kind of buzzkill of the night when I'm like, okay, you guys, now that we got 3 tons of sugar in each and every one of you, it's time to go to bed.
Thanks, Haagen-Dazs. She was not messing around with the ice cream bar this year because I was standing in line for some ice cream. I mean, she was piling on all the toppings, the gummy worms, the M&Ms, the sprinkles, the whipped cream. She was going in like chocolate sauce. She decided she was. We weren't just squirting chocolate sauce on the ice cream. It was coming from like 10 feet above.
It was an art show because I remember I was like, you know me, I love a sweet treat. Right. So I roll up to the Haagen-Dazs ice cream bar and I'm like, hey, can I just get like one scoop of like vanilla ice cream? And she's like, you're getting 3. She just starts piling it on into my cup. And I was like, you know what? I'm not mad about this.
You didn't stop her.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. They all come off these big buses and Sprinter vans and limousines. And like Mo was saying, there's a red carpet. We open up the doors and there's all these new people for them with signs in hand individually for each one of the Burt's Big Adventure kids, and the party really starts there.
It did, because so as soon as the door opens, it was a little bit chilly yesterday, but thankfully there was no precipitation, so we were trying to get them inside pretty quick, but the doors open, and all of our volunteers for Burt's Big Adventure, they put their heart and soul into this, all of our fairy godparents, and then of course you look, and there's Cinderella, and there's Mulan, and then there's Alice from Alice in Wonderland. And then you look, and there's every Star Wars character you could ever imagine. R2-D2 and BB-8 are rolling around. And the kids' little minds, I remember I walked in with Sin, and, like, Sin's jaw dropped. Like, what is this? What have you signed me up for? I'm not sure if I'm ready for this.
I can already tell there is going to be some elbow fights for Sin. It started last night. He's just this kid that you want to pick up and you just want to hold, and he always has a smile on his face, and I can already see the staff like jockeying to hold him.
I was trying to be polite because I held him as soon as he got off of that tour bus that they came off of, and I was like, do you want to get down and walk? Because I really kind of like to hold you, but if you want to get down and walk, you can walk. But of course, you know, he walked the red carpet like a champ.
And I love how all of the kids embrace the red carpet this year, because we always usually warn them it's going to be a little loud. And a lot of times it's like a mixed reaction. But it seemed like this year every kid was like, nah, turn it up.
Yeah, I give them the option. I give them the option because some of them do have sensory issues, right? So I'll ask the parents, like, it's going to be loud in there. Do you want us to keep it down or not? And each one of the kids, one after the other, said, loud is best. Let's go
as
loud.
As loud as we can do it.
Yes.
I feel like that sets the tone for the year. Like, if these kids are ready to roll and roll at the loudest volume, I already know that 2025 is going to be the best year yet.
And I love this ballroom so much because if anybody who wasn't a part of Bert's Big Adventure walked in, I think they know what our theme is, and that is Mickey on crack. So Balloonacy, Holland from Balloonacy, has just outdone themselves once again. And we have the giant BBA 2025 letters. And then Carter's Charitable Foundation, they always do our active booth back there. And it's a Moana theme because Moana 2 came out this year. And a majority of the kids are, like, just fiending for Moana. So they have so much here. Oh, we have the bouncy house area back there.
What about
I believe Gamoa has sponsored that. We have plenty of stuff to keep them occupied for 4 hours because I can tell you right now, they're not listening to us.
No, no. This is the longest 4 hours of their life, you know. And I did think this morning, because we got a lot of young kids here, we should just start telling them that this is a live YouTube show. Because it's way more impressive
yeah,
for them.
Right behind us,
yeah, yeah, yeah. Hey, we're on TikTok right now. Then they're going to get excited.
So it's so funny you say that. I was sitting and having dinner with Bailey's family last night, and mom was lamenting the fact. She's like, yeah, all my kids are saying, bruh, bruh, now. And I know where they got it. They got it from those YouTubers.
Well, today we become those YouTubers for them. If you're brand new around here, Bert's Big Adventure is the trip we take down to Disney World every year with kids that have chronic and terminal illnesses. And we bring everybody in the family. So anybody under the roof is paid for to go to Disney World by sponsors, by you guys that are listening right now. And we fundraise all year long for this one trip. And then we spend 5 magical days in the park. And then it's much bigger than that. We'll explain that to some of you guys, you new guys also, that we have a whole bunch of programs that I'm really, really proud of. Like, if any one of these guys or anybody from any one of our trips ends up back in the hospital, we got people that are there, volunteers, our fairy godparents that come and they hang out with the kids and the families also. So it's a whole thing. We got a lot to explain to you.
Oh, and these adventure reunions, I think, are so cool too that I can't wait to tell you guys about.
The Bert Show.
Nobody could explain exactly what Bert's Big Adventure is then than somebody that actually went on the trip, right?
As a BBA kiddo, yes.
Well, back then, a little A bitty. Yeah. Little A bitty BBA kiddo. Not so little itty bitty anymore, right? Callie Ensley is here. She was on the trip in 2013. Before I even throw it to her, okay, I want you to do this math equation because it took me way too long to figure this out last night. And it's basic.
Yes.
Okay? If she was 6 when she went on the trip in 2013, how old is she now?
18, because I asked last night.
Okay.
Cheating.
It's a very basic math question, but I spent 10 minutes on that last night.
With that one, huh?
I wrote it in the schedule for you, which is why I asked.
How you doing, Callie? She's here also with Kathy and Ricky, your mom and dad. How are you this morning?
I'm doing pretty good. How about you?
Good. Thank you for being here this morning.
Of course. Always.
So what are you doing with your life now? You're 18 years old. Tell us all about it.
Okay. So I just started my senior year of high school. And let's see, senior year, I applied for colleges, I'm playing soccer, I'm captain of my soccer team.
Okay. Okay,
I'm driving.
Yes!
Mom's like, no!
Right. I'm telling you right now, from your mom's perspective, every time you leave the house is the scariest moment of your mom's and dad's life.
Yes.
Okay.
I can tell, yes.
And you're captain of the soccer team.
Yes. Oh, and I work at Texas Roadhouse.
Okay.
Did you bring us any rolls? Where's the butter?
No, I did not.
Dang it.
She's like, it doesn't travel well, Abby. Sorry.
It really doesn't.
Put it in a cooler.
Put it in a cooler.
Well, we appreciate you being here. And is this a letter that you wrote for your class?
Yes.
Okay.
So I'm in English. This was English 1101 back in like August. And my teacher, there was like a prompt and it was like, okay, so you need to write so many words about something that you're thankful for or something that somebody's done for you that you're excited about or something like that. And I was like, Bert's Big Adventure.
All right.
Number one.
Way to represent.
Yes.
I read it the other day, and I'm like, wow, this is really, really powerful. And usually what we do is we spend a long amount of time explaining exactly what Burt's Big Adventure is right off the bat. And I cut it in half this year because your letter is just so good and explains everything.
Thank you.
So
hopefully you got an A on this thing.
I did. Okay, I did. Good. I made 100.
Okay, good.
I was like, if I don't, this is going to be war.
We would have had to talk to somebody.
Right, exactly. No, Burt's like, I need the name of the school because I'm showing up there when we get back from Disney.
Okay, well, let's hear it. So for those of you that don't know what Burt's Big Adventure is all about, there can be no better words than from a Burt's Big Adventure former, I can't even say former family
always.
Member, because you're always going to be a family member for us. So go for it.
Okay. So the title is My Endless Blessing. Okay. And Walt Disney World in Orlando, Florida is a special place in everyone's heart, from the young to the old. Any part of Disney, especially the park itself, is enough to make a child scream from the pure joy of seeing the movies or shows that they have watched come to life. Everyone wants a trip to Disney, even the children who are in wheelchairs, who have cancer, and the children who have chronic internal illnesses. Unfortunately, I fall into that category. I have cystic fibrosis, which is a chronic lung disease that attacks my lungs, pancreas, and digestive tract by having extra mucus in these organs. My family cannot go to Disney without the trip being planned for months in advance due to my medication and medical treatment. In 2013, I was selected as one of the 13 young people and their families dealing with chronic or terminal illnesses for a 7-day VIP trip to Disney World by Burt's Big Adventure. Burt's Big Adventure is a nonprofit organization that not only carries families to Disney each year, but also to reunions, allowing the families 4 times a year, no matter what year the families attended the trip, to reunite with their families. Burt Weiss. Oh my gosh, I messed your name up so bad. That is so, that's awful. You know, I'm an awful person.
You know how many times, even after all these years, that call people call it Burt, Big Burt's Adventure?
Oh yeah.
Big Burt's Adventure.
So you're fine, yeah.
Okay, okay. One of the founders of Burt's Big Adventure, BBA, blessed my family with this trip. Little did I know this trip would not only complete my childhood dream, but also provide me with much gratitude for a long-lasting family, a way to find my voice as an individual, and help me see the world in a different light. A quote by Maya Angelou accurately voices how family isn't blood. It's the people in your life who want you in theirs. The ones who accept you for who you are. The ones who would do anything to see you smile and love you no matter what. Is truly the meaning of the Burt's Big Adventure organization. The environment BBA creates allows each family to realize they are not alone in this fight against their disease that their child faces, making the strongest bonds that no one can break. Friendships are formed between the children, parents, and BBA crew during the Disney trip and each reunion. Each crew member tries their best to be with the family at least once as they navigate the Disney park to get to know the families on a personal level. Each child can at least tell a story of one or more experiences with a BBA team member that was either completely hilarious or provided them a chance to be a bit of a rebel, doing something very, very fun activities that the parents might not typically allow. For example, in our case, it's Dr. Michelle. One of the Animal Kingdom shops contains huge white tigers. Typically, one would not buy a stuffed tiger for $70. But the BBA crew will buy it for the child without hesitation, even if the parents disapprove.
Gives her mom this disapproving look, okay?
It's like, where is that going to go when we get back home?
Another example could be the BBA crew buying a huge ice cream sundae with loads of sugar and letting the kids eat it alone without a worry in the world, with huge smiles on their faces as the parents stand in disbelief. By the end of the trip, everyone has built a connection with each other and in some way not only built each other's family up, but also, build each other's family, but also their very own families up. During each reunion, each friendship is rekindled, causing the atmosphere to contain both pure joy and endless fun. From the BBA team, other families, the siblings, and the children with these chronic and terminal illnesses, everyone accepts everyone for who they are and ensures all needs are taken care of, whether the need is a new doctor, a gift to a kid in the hospital, or a shoulder to lean on when times get tough. Families all around look beyond the disease and provide the love that no words can describe. Children with chronic illnesses or terminal illnesses are treated differently from the other children their age. Some of these sweet angels get bullied, teased, or left out because they are so different and not quote-unquote normal. When other children harass these sweet angels, it causes them to shut down and become quite shy around others who are not family or true friends. During the BBA trip, we BBA kids, as Burt calls us, have the chance to burst out of our shells. This is typically achieved by the ultimate dance parties around every corner, whether a BBA team takes the children to the stage or a friend convinces them to join the dance floor. The party starts with an absolute rocking playlist performed by the DJ. These dances allow everyone to be themselves without worrying about someone judging them. For me, these dances help me make new friends and make me feel included. Busting out of my shell took a little bit of time, but the BBA crew taught me how to not be shy about my disease and to own cystic fibrosis proudly. It's been a struggle with CF because it makes me essentially an outcast, but this disease makes me unique, not boring. I found a voice, and there's no reason to be shy anymore. The people in BBA are proud of me and support me to the fullest. Once I learned my type of confidence from the BBA team, I have been more content and proud to show off what makes me special. BBA makes all true personalities shine, and the children, for the first time, feel seen without the shadows the disease cast on them. I speak for the parents and older siblings when I say BBA has no idea how much it means to see their kid or sibling being treated like a normal child, smiling, laughing, playing, and having the best time ever. All of the BBA families will forever be grateful for the kindness and confidence that the BBA team has given these young angels. BBA reunions and the Disney trip consists of plenty of children with a variety of diseases. All of these children are fighting daily battles, but still have a smile on their faces. These children are truly motivating to see. Some of these children have been through multiple heart surgeries before they are even 2 years old, and now at the age of 9 are seen running around eating cotton candy without a care in the world. Other children experience total neglect by doctors who say to the parents there is nothing they can do for their baby or their baby will not live past 2 years old. Yet, here, the baby is almost a teenager at 12 years old, living life to the absolute fullest. Occasionally, there will be a family that will have their child have to be resuscitated multiple times during one hospital stay, and now that kid is having a dance-off with a BBA team member. I see all of these warriors before me, and I realize that each BBA kid is special in their way, and that's what makes us beautiful. No medicine or doctors no longer scare these children, unlike other kids their age who tend to throw tantrums and cry alligator tears when the doctor comes into the room. Not a single one of these angels deserve the burdens of having a chronic or terminal illnesses, but the fight these angels face motivates others to be a better version of themselves. BBA children are true warriors who are better than any Roman knight in my book. Every union I leave with a different mindset of hope and thankfulness, whether it be because someone found a new medicine to help them or I just saw my best friend. Bert and the entirety of the BBA team have forever changed me from that small but big trip to Disney. I have grown into a sufficient, confident, kind young lady since I was selected for the 2013 trip. I have never been happier to obtain a huge family that is not blood-related, gain more self-morale, and be in the presence of the most motivating people I've ever seen. I am endlessly grateful for February 2013, the month my life was changed forever to the highest degree.
Wow. Beautiful.
That's awesome.
Yeah, we shouldn't even do the rest of the show. I mean, we don't have to explain it at all. It's over.
Yeah, it is.
I think after that, you definitely should tell people how they should donate.
Yeah, that's a pretty good idea. Yeah, just go to...
Yes, wrap it up.
FirstBigAdventure.org. I want to get Kathy and Ricky's thoughts also. So being here all these years later and now looking at your daughter and seeing what an incredible leader in the community she's become also, how you feeling this morning?
We're very proud.
Yeah.
Yeah, it's one of those mom and dad moments that you don't see often.
Yeah.
We're very proud of her.
Yep.
And from where she was to now and how healthy she is now, she's a captain of the soccer team now.
Yay.
Yes, she is.
She is.
It's win-win all the way around.
She is a win-winner, guaranteed.
That's right.
Well, Callie, we appreciate you coming down and writing that. And what a beautiful, beautiful salute to Burt's Big Adventure. And I think her words pretty much resonate with all of our Burt's Big Adventure family members.
I think so, too. And the fact, too, like this family, we see them at every single adventure reunion. And I love it so much because it's not a reunion until I get my Callie hug.
That's right.
That's right.
And her selfie.
Yes, selfie.
Thank you for being here, guys. You'll always be a Burt's Big Adventure family. You already know that, right?
Yes.
Right. Very proud of you. And you look great.
Thank you.
The Burt Show.
Time to get buzzed on the hot goss from Hollywood with Abby. It's the Burt Show's entertainment buzz.
I feel like people are going to be giving me the side eye when I give this news. Like, yeah, sure. Because Serena Williams is coming out and saying that she didn't appear in the Super Bowl halftime show out of pettiness. Now, if you know the lore of Serena Williams and Drake, you know that her performing at the Super Bowl halftime show when she did a crip walk, a lot of people felt like it was her throwing shade at her ex. Her and Drake were off and on. And she also got some flack for doing the crip walk at the Olympics when she beat Maria Sharapova. So people thought, like, all around, this is her finally getting her comeback revenge for a song that is all about throwing some shade. But she recently came out and said that she actually didn't do the halftime show to be petty. She said that she did the crip walk during Not Like Us, that she doesn't have time for petty. She said, all love and respect always. Nothing negative here.
Isn't she retired from tennis?
Yes.
She got plenty of time for petty. We saw it.
Well, she has other endeavors she's working on, but I think if you really want to, you can always make room for petty.
Listen, Abby, when you said people would be giving you the side eye, I am people.
Actually, Mo and I looked at each other and gave each other the side eye. Like, I don't know how much I believe it.
I mean, look at Kendrick Lamar. He's a very successful rapper, lyricist. He has plenty of time for petty, too. Yeah.
And there's nothing wrong with the fact that she did it to get back at all of her haters. And at the same time, there was just a little sprinkle of pettiness in it to get back at her ex, too.
As she should. I mean, was she full-blown petty crocker? No. But
oh. She was at least petty white.
Okay, normally when a movie makes over $1 billion, it's typically because it's doing, obviously, commercially very well. But people typically like it. If something's doing commercially very well, it's probably a beloved movie. But Ranker.com just came out with a list of the worst movies that made at least $1 billion.
$1 billion?
I feel like for me, this is how I feel about Titanic. Like, to me, I know Titanic was commercially so successful. When that movie comes on, I gotta turn it off.
Abigail,
I physically can't watch it.
Just because you hate it?
Yeah.
Why?
I think it's just because
you don't like watching
it.
I feel like, because it's such a tragedy that I feel like if I hate the Titanic, like, there's going to be somebody in my DMs being like, you're so insensitive to the victims of the 1912 sinking of Titanic. And I just think it's overrated. I think people love it so much that when I turn it on and I expected it to be like this masterpiece that was going to change my life, and the only thing I remember about the movie is that sweet old couple that dies in the end.
Yeah.
So, well, I think for you, You can take this angle in that, like, actually you're defending all of the victims because, you know, mainstream consumerism profiting off of all of their demise.
Yeah, I don't think anybody that was on that ship is going to be DMing you today.
Okay.
I think you're good to go.
Like, the great-grandchildren of the victims. Yeah, I'm older than all y'all.
So here's the thing, though. If it was 97 and you were a young woman fiending for Leonardo DiCaprio, it would still be your number one movie today.
It probably would be.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Unfortunately, Kristen, I was too busy drinking my mom's breast milk. So I didn't have enough time to watch Titanic.
I had a Leo joke there, but I'm going to leave it alone.
All right. The top five, it comes to Transformers, Age of Extinction. It came to $1.1 billion at the box office and got a Rotten Tomatoes score of 18%.
Transformers made $1 billion?
Age of Extinction. Transformers, Age of Extinction. I feel like there's a differentiation there.
Gotcha.
Number four, Aladdin, the live action, $1.1 billion with a 51% Rotten Tomatoes score. Jurassic World Dominion with a score of 29% on Rotten Tomatoes, a gross product of $1 billion. In second place, Star Wars Episode 9, The Rise of Skywalker. And in the top spot, this is going to ruffle some feathers, especially since we're going to Disney, The Lion King, the live action version.
I'm not going to lie. I prefer the animated version over the live version. Yeah, I just felt like Beyonce could have given more to her character.
Today, I love everything about Disney. No comment.
Disney deserves no criticism today.
They're still charging us full price for everything.
All the movies are terrible.
Especially the Lion King live action. All right, Mindy Kaling is reigniting a popular rumor about herself and one of her co-stars. I'm going to tell you what she said on the Hollywood Walk of Fame yesterday that started it all. It's on your next E-Buzz on The Burt Show.
The Burt Show.
So in just a few hours, we are going to be heading on down to Disney World on Burt's Big Adventure 2025. And if you guys are listening, you hear a lot of noise in the background. You're like, oh, what party are they at today? It's the best kind of party ever now. And that's the Burt's Big Adventure send-off because we get to introduce you guys that have been giving money to us all year and our sponsors who get to introduce you to all of our families this year. And buckle in on this one. Buckle in on this one because this is quite a story. We've got Jolene and Sky. We got two Burt's Big Adventure kids in the same family. Mom Haley, Grandma Kathy, and Grandpa John here also. And this story is really incredible because it's Sky at 6 years old now, but way before that, saved Jolene, her sister's life. So buckle in for this one. Hey, Haley.
Hey, Bert.
How are you this morning?
We're doing pretty good.
These girls are ready to go, man. Mostly like at 5:30 or 6:30 in the morning. You look at the kids and they're like, oh, I don't want to be down here. These kids have been sitting in those seats for like an hour and a half going, when's my turn?
They are definitely very excited.
And I love that they're rocking their ears. So we had a former intern, Haley, here last night at the welcome party, and she handmade special Mickey Mouse ears for all of the kiddos. Sweet. And Skye's got Moana because that's one of her favorites. And then Jolene has Frozen.
Oh, that's
and
awesome.
Yes, little Princess Elsa is on there. So everybody's rocking their ears today.
Hey, Jolene and Skye, I don't want to intimidate you guys, but we are on YouTube right now. Okay. And TikTok later on today. We're a very big deal on YouTube.
Look, she perked up a little bit.
Yeah, right.
Got the headphones right.
Right. She'd never heard of the radio.
No, that's what I was about to say. They're like, radio, what's that thing? Radio? YouTube. OMG.
YouTube, that's where it's at for them.
Of course, that's where we are. All right. So, Haley, tell the story here, because this is an amazing journey for you guys.
Yeah, so it actually started with Skylar, which is our youngest. She was born in 2018, and she was born 5 weeks early in heart failure. And they couldn't really figure out why this was happening. And in the process, they were like, you might want to get your other daughter looked at because we think this is genetically happening. And it turned out that Jolene also had a heart defect, one that wouldn't be detected by listening or anything like that. It had to be done with special testing. And we never would have known that she was even suffering from anything if Skylar hadn't been born the way that she was born and in the scenario that she was born. And so it kind of put us on this path of being able to get Jolene the treatment that she needed. And we went on this big journey of finding out what was causing both of them to have these heart issues, which we were able to find out. It's called ALPK3. And they know very little about it besides that it affects the heart and their muscles. And so they have to go through a bunch of physical therapy, speech therapy, feeding therapy, any type of therapy you can think of. They're still to this day going weekly. But yeah, we never would have been able to know that Jolene needed special attention if it weren't for Skylar.
So what would have Jolene's life looked like had Skylar not been born and had this heart defect? When and how would you have found out in the future? Have you ever thought of that?
So she has what they call hypertrophic cardiomyopathy. And it is not something that most people find out until, unfortunately, it's too late. And so she just would have, her life would have looked like a lot of struggles. And they wouldn't necessarily know why she was struggling so much, why she would tire easily, why she wasn't as strong as other kids her age. And there just would have been a lot of individual struggle for her with no reason behind it.
Does Skye understand that she has the upper hand in this sisterhood for her entire life? Because if not, I'm going to negotiate a deal later on.
I'm not quite sure she does, because Jolene, she babies Skylar so much. You know, anytime Skylar has to get a blood draw or has to get any type of procedure done, Jolene's right there with her. She's holding her hand. She's telling her how brave she is and that she can do this. And so they're what we call heart warriors. And so Jolene constantly reminds Skylar anytime she gets scared or anything like that, well, you're a heart warrior. You can do this. You know, you're brave and you're strong. And she's constantly her cheerleader every day.
Which has to warm your heart as a mom to see these two just being there for each other in that way.
Absolutely.
And I was talking to Grandpa John last night. I'm putting you on the spot, man.
And I'm going to warn you right now, it's usually the dudes that cry during this thing. It's not the women, okay?
I was talking to Grandpa John last night, and you have to share the adorable nicknames you have for your granddaughters and why you gave them those nicknames.
For some reason, I've always given the grandkids, nieces, nephews, just nicknames. And the first time I saw Jolene, Peanut just popped in my head. So she's my Peanut. And then Skylar, she's been through so much. I call her Pine Knot because she's just tough as a pine knot.
I want to ask Grandma here, as the whole family has been going through this, you're watching your daughter deal with it. You're watching your grandkids deal with it with such, you know, quote unquote integrity at their age. What are your feelings on it and watching the whole family go through it with them?
it's really just amazing to see how loving everybody is, and to see the girls just love on each other. You know, they have their fights and their spats, but just see them come together whenever it's in a time of need, you know, worrying about each other and making sure that they're okay, that they have what they need. It's just, in a weird way, it's brought everybody closer, I think. You know,
it's not
extended family, it's brought closer, and, you know, everybody's just always been there for us.
Yeah, it's not a weird way at all. I think we hear this all the time, that when something like this happens, one of two things is going to happen. It's either going to drive a wedge between the family, or it's going to bring all of you guys together, an extended family also.
Right.
And that's a beautiful thing to watch. Yeah. It really is.
It really is. Yeah.
So, Haley, let's bring this full circle for a second, because I know butterflies for you are like a really big deal with the kids, and you've got a tattoo of a butterfly also?
I do. So the full tattoo is, it's two hands that come together to look like an anatomical heart. Since for Skylar, she had her heart transplant at 2 months, so it took two people to come together for her to have her heart, her and her gracious donor. And then off of those is butterflies. And I grew up with the saying that butterflies are God kisses. Mm-hmm. And so in this couple of the butterflies that I've coming off is the Irish Gaelic phrase Mokushla, which means my pulse, the person that makes my heart beat. And so that phrase and that butterfly is for her donor.
Beautiful. See, this, that puts your passport tattoos to shame.
Yeah,
sir.
I know, right?
Yeah, that's the deepest tattoo I've ever experienced in my life.
All right, so sticking with that for just a second, I want Carly Stevens from Gas South to come in here. Just remembering in the back of your mind, just for a second here, of the symbolism with the butterflies. We've got kind of a surprise for you guys this morning, because we figured you need a getaway outside of Disney World, and we needed to find something that had, or a place that had something to do with butterflies.
That's right. Good morning.
Good morning. Good morning.
I'm Carly. I'm with Gas Out, and really happy to be here. We love Bert's Big Adventure, and we're really excited to support you guys. I give away all our money for our company. We have the best job in the world.
What a fun
something
job.
You can do. Yeah.
And you're looking beautiful in your butterfly wings today, Carly.
Thank you. I appreciate that.
You're welcome.
I'm rethinking all of my tattoos right now. Mistakes. But what we wanted to do for you, or what Bert's wanted to do for you, is make sure that you had your own private villa getaway for a week at Callaway Gardens here in Georgia.
Oh, my goodness.
Wow. And if you know Callaway, they've got hiking and biking and putt-putt and a beach, but they also have the largest butterfly exhibit here in Georgia.
That's amazing.
So you and your girls and your family can just enjoy for a week and visit the butterflies anytime you want to, and spend really close family time together to get away from it all, whatever week you'd like. So we hope you enjoy that time together. I know as a mom how precious it is, I can imagine. So we wanted to provide that for you, and we're so grateful that you're here and that we're able to help you a little bit in doing that.
Thank you
so
much.
Thank you so much.
You're
welcome.
That's awesome.
Thank you to Gas South and Callaway Gardens. Gas South has been so good to us for so many years. Anytime we give them a call, Carly picks up on like the half ring and she's like, whatever you need, we got you. And in this case, they wanted to send you to Callaway Gardens. And we knew that butterflies were so important to you guys that I don't know if you've had a chance to walk through like a butterfly farm before.
Years ago, I think I was in high school, was the only time that I've ever done that.
The only time I've ever done it, believe it or not, was a display in Manhattan.
What?
Yes.
Really? Butterflies in Manhattan?
In Manhattan, thousands of them they put on one floor. And as you walk through them, the feeling that you get when butterflies are fluttering around you and they're on your skin and then they take off and then another dozen come onto you, it's a magical experience. You guys will love this as a family.
Like she said, God's kisses, and you're going to be surrounded by
it. It really is, a whole bunch of them.
Can't get enough of that.
We've had many God kisses in our life, that's for sure.
Amen.
Well, welcome to the Bert's Big Adventure family. I'm making me realize that I got to get another new tattoo with some more meat.
Passport tattoo ain't going to cut it.
No, it's not anymore. Thank you, guys.
Thank you so much for having us. We're so excited.
It's Bert's Big Adventure 2025.
The Bert Show.
We are heading down to Disney World in just a couple of hours on our own private plane, because we fancy like that on Bert's Big Adventure.
Hey.
So fancy. Look, you guys have done an amazing job all year long helping us out. Then I'm going to push my luck here a little bit and not ask you for some big donations, but for some little things. Look, Disney, believe it or not, you guys, it is not cheap.
What?
I don't know if you guys have heard that. Yeah, it's not. Yeah. It's not cheap. And we have told you guys over the years, and I don't even blame Disney for this, but they don't really give us anything. They don't give us discounts on anything because you got to think of every organization that reaches out to Disney World probably asking for stuff that they probably... They can't help 95% of the organization, so I'm not bummed out by that. But what we really are looking for now at this point is just kind of spare change to spend in the park. You know, you heard earlier this morning we had one Burt's Big Adventure child that went on the trip when she was 6 years old or something like that, saying that they walked into a store and there was a big old teddy bear there, right?
Oh, it was a tiger.
A tiger. And we had the extra cash from the quote-unquote little give that we'll explain here in just a second to do that. So when we're walking through the parks and the kids are lighting up and they see something that they really identify with, it really gives us the freedom to get exactly what they want.
So, yeah, we call it the little give. And so there's no denomination too small or too big to donate. So if you text BERT, B-E-R-T, to 50155, Zaxby's is going to match your donation through the end of the month. So if you donate $10 right now, that just got turned into $20 courtesy of Zaxby's. And that is the souvenirs that we can buy in the park. Those bubble wands, that's a high commodity.
Very
right
popular.
There.
Absolutely.
Disney knows, man. Bubbles and things that light up.
Oh, yeah.
Yep.
And then they just do the markup on them, man. And they have them just exactly in the right areas for when you're about to go on a roller. They know what they're doing over at Disney, right?
They planned it well.
They really did. So 50155, you could text the word BERT there, and we will double that cash because of Zaxby's with the little gift.
All right, so listen. Stupid doesn't take a vacation. Not even for Burt's Big Adventure, which is why I have a special Disney stupid bit just for you today.
Sometimes it's fun to be stupid. Everybody gets stupid, stupid.
Everybody gets stupid, stupid. Yo, you don't even know what stupid is. It's about to get all stupid up in here.
All right, so I have another round of Disney Honest Trailers.
Oh, okay.
So this is courtesy of Screen Junkies on YouTube. And these are they're trailers for Disney animated movies. And they're a little more brutally honest than the OG trailer, okay? Mm-hmm. So, Abby, I'm going to start with you.
Okay.
This is going to be your first trailer. And see if you can guess what Disney animated movie this is.
Follow along with this weird, overeager homeschooled kid who really wants to see the kingdom's annual fire hazard for her birthday.
I want to see the floating lights.
But everything will change when she tries to kill a handsome intruder and hide his corpse in a closet.
Oh, that's obviously Tangled.
I would not have gotten that
Me
one.
Either.
I know Mandy Moore's voice anywhere.
That's why I gave it to Abby, because I'm trying to be nice because it's Burt's Big Adventure Day, okay? All right, Mo, this next one is for you. Uh-huh. Again, this is the Honest Trailer courtesy of Screen Junkies. See if you can guess this Disney animated movie.
She's indestructible. She's fearless. And she's got water powers just as confusing and vague as Elsa's ice magic in Frozen. So wait, does she even have any water powers at all? Or does it only protect whoever has the glowy thing? And if the ocean has her back, why does it keep trying to drown her?
Little Mermaid?
No. What's in the back of the room?
Moana?
Yeah!
Thank you. That was the only guess I had.
The Heart of Tefiti, the little glowy thing.
Oh, yeah, I get it now.
No, you don't.
I don't.
The pressure feels immense.
It does. Absolutely. Now I get the whole game show thing.
Just quick question. Have you ever watched a Disney animated movie?
No.
Really?
What? I don't think so, no.
Crazy, uh-oh. Right?
Nope.
From beginning to end, I guess not. Yeah, really?
No kids. I just, no.
Nah. All right. So, Bert, last one.
All right.
I saved the hardest for the last.
Oh, great.
I would say I believe in you, but I kind of don't.
That's right. Pretty much how I feel about my life.
All right, here's our last Honest Movie Disney trailer.
Okay.
She'll battle high expectations, inadequacy, and literal burnout as she struggles to understand why she wasn't granted a special gift. Though if you ask me, her gift is living rent-free in a house that cleans itself, while all her siblings get a lifetime sentence of community service when they turn 5.
Cinderella?
No.
You got it?
No.
What is it?
Oh, come on.
I was going to say Cinderella.
You were going to say Cinderella?
Because you said the rent-free in the house.
Yeah, yeah.
Well, no. So think of, it's a recent movie, and she has a bunch of family members who they open a special door that gives them a special power, but when she opened her door, she didn't have anything there.
Oh, yes.
And she basically saves the entire family, and there's a guy named Bruno.
Oh, it's
Mars?
Who?
Bruno Mars.
We don't talk about Bruno.
Yeah.
It's just early, and yeah, I know. As soon as you say it, I'm going to go, I'm an idiot.
Encanto.
I'm an idiot.
The Burt Show.
Time to get buzzed on the hot goss from Hollywood with Abby. It's the Burt Show's entertainment buzz.
All right, Mindy Kaling is fueling rumors with one of her old co-stars, and it goes way beyond whether or not she's just dating somebody. So here's some lore when it comes to Mindy Kaling and BJ Novak. So Mindy Kaling, kind of the ultimate girl boss, she decided that she wanted to have kids and decided she was going to do it on her own. So she has three kids that she's a single mom to, and nobody has ever known who the father of these kids are. We don't know if it's a sperm donor. We don't know if it's somebody who decided to have a relationship with her specifically to maybe be a secret co-parent.
She's like, here's this cup. Use it wisely.
Yeah. Here's a couple magazines. Head to the back. See you in a little bit. She has three kids, 7, 4, and 11. And there's been this rumor going around because she has such a close relationship with BJ Novak that he is actually the father of all three of those kids.
So I'm a huge Office fan, and obviously Mindy Kaling and BJ Novak were on The Office. He was a writer, and he was also Ryan on the show. And so I ship them. Like, I want this, and I want to believe he's the baby daddy.
There's just no reason that they shouldn't be together.
I know.
Like, so, why not? If you're such good friends, and it seems like there's some affection there, just, like, why not make it happen?
So we don't need Maury. Yeah, I figured it out just right here.
Yep.
Exactly. Okay. So Mindy, of course, obviously very accomplished, especially since leaving The Office, and just got a star on the Hollywood Walk of Fame. And BJ actually gave a quick little speech before she was honored with it. And based off of what he said and kind of the warmth behind it, and then something that Mindy says in this clip is making people think, there's more happening here than just a friendship.
It is a special feeling to be here as we add the star of Mindy Kaling to the Hollywood Walk of Fame. A brilliant and wildly successful showrunner, an incredible mother of three, a deep and caring daughter and friend and mentor to so many.
BJ, thank you. Fun fact, my daughter calls BJ Uncle Fofo. I have no idea why that is, but he's such an important and integral part of my family that sometimes I forget the reason that I know him is because we work together professionally. And I'm as starstruck by him now at age 29 as I was when I first met you at 24. I love you.
So she says he is such an important and integral part of my family. And people are taking that one quote and they are just running with that fantasy that he's actually the father.
You know what another word for Uncle Fofo is?
Dad.
Yep.
My money is always on Nick Cannon.
That's money you will probably get back.
Right? Yeah, that's Vegas odds are best on Nick Cannon.
It's absolutely probably a good bet. Okay, so the other day, Kristen Cassidy and I were talking about fan cast for the ACOTAR series, the Court of Thorns and Roses novels that is eventually one day going to become a TV series.
Did you not love my pick for Amarantha?
You had such amazing fan cast that I just feel like they should hire you as the casting director.
Thank you.
So actually, a recent survey came out of celebrities that people typically picture when they're reading a romance novel, and apparently everyone has the same celebrity crushes that they want to insert into their novels when they're reading, which I find very weird because anytime I see a fan cast for any of those big novels, if it's a celebrity that I know, I'm like, no, we need a faceless actor that we've never seen before.
Same.
So for the women, the most popular actresses that people would picture are Angelina Jolie.
No.
Megan Fox.
No.
Zendaya.
No.
You're saying no to Zendaya?
I haven't pictured in all the ACOTAR series. They're almost faceless.
Yes. They're like cartoons I make up in my mind.
Yeah.
Selena Gomez, Scarlett Johansson. And for the men, Channing Tatum.
No.
Brad Pitt.
No.
Chris Hemsworth.
No.
He would make an amazing Tamlin if he was a little bit younger.
If he was younger, yes.
Ryan Reynolds.
No.
Not anymore.
I came from deep.
And Chris Evans.
No.
Now, Chris Evans, I'll give you the Chris Evans one.
He's just so charismatic. I want him in everything.
Yeah. I'll go with Nick Cannon again.
It's like betting every round.
Right. I love how you guys just sit back and let us have our ACOTAR talk. I really appreciate it.
Sure. It's like when we're talking sports.
Exactly. This is your moment. Y'all got it.
All right. Kate Middleton is turning down a bloody but historic British tradition when it comes to her kids. I'm going to tell you why on your next E-Buzz on The Burt Show.
The Burt Show.